Welcome to the Mind of the Escapist podcast. I'm your host, Terrell. On this podcast, you'll find reviews for films and video games. I hope you enjoy it. And if you do, don't forget to follow the podcast on your respective platform so you don't miss any future episodes. And please share it as well. That would help me out a lot. Now, without further ado, let's get on with today's episode. In today's episode, I'm going to review the brand new science fiction horror film, No One Will Save You. This is a film that has seemingly emerged out of absolutely nowhere and landed on Hulu in America and Disney Plus around the world. And it's a film that you should watch, especially with Halloween coming up. I think it's a must-see, and I just have to talk about this film. No One Will Save You feels like an instant science fiction horror classic, a film that displays a mastery of suspense and escalation. I never truly knew which direction it would take, and that kept me engrossed, and my heart was often racing. What is this film about, I hear you ask? This film, I'm going to read the official synopsis to keep it brief. Brynn finds solace within the walls of the home where she grew up, until she's awakened one night by strange noises from unearthly intruders. I'm going to get straight to it. This is an alien invasion movie. Now, these films are quite rare these days, but what's more rare is to get an alien invasion movie that really plays into the horror aspects just as much as the science fiction. Recently, we did get Nope, which was also a similar type of film, but that wasn't your traditional alien movie. Great film, but not a traditional alien style movie, whereas this film follows the parameters of some traditional aspects of an alien invasion, but then takes it right into the realm of horror in a way that we haven't seen in quite some time for an alien invasion story. It's led with a fantastic central performance from Caitlin Dever, who was in Booksmart. Actually, I knew I recognized her face when I was watching the film, and when I checked it afterwards, I was like, oh yeah, it's the girl from Booksmart. She is the emotional anchor and the dramatic anchor to this story. She doesn't have a lot of dialogue, and there isn't much dialogue in the film in general, to be honest. And whilst I was watching it, I didn't actually really notice that at the time. I think I was so engrossed within this film, I didn't really notice that until afterwards. But I think it's an impressive feat nonetheless, because this film is quite light on dialogue, but it's heavy on mood and atmosphere and really draws you in. The alien designs in this film are familiar. If you think of what an alien looks like from the most general pop culture look that you can give for an alien, or that's given to an alien, that's essentially what these aliens kind of look like in this film, but they were creepy. And I liked how the film put some variations into that original alien design as the film went on. The UFO sequences in this film are some of the most terrifying and recent memory. In fact, No One Will Save You has what is likely the most intimidating UFOs since the tripods in Spielberg's War of the Worlds. Now, Steven Spielberg's War of the Worlds is one of my all-time favorite films. It's a film I've loved since I was a kid, and I think it's very underrated. And one thing that I always remember about that film is what it was like in the cinema hearing those tripods and the sound of them. It was tremendous, and that's some of the best sound design I've ever heard. And the UFOs in this film are as close to that as I feel like I've seen in a very, very long time. The sound design does play a massive part in that, but also how they're shown and how the beam of light that is projected from them is utilized. The UFO beam itself is extremely menacing whenever it appears, and it commands your attention in terms of how it's portrayed visually on screen. The cinematography and how many of the scares in this film is orchestrated is sublime. The director of photography and the director smartly utilize the entire frame to create a myriad of different tense moments. It will have you analyzing the frame, you know, looking into the background, what can you see in the background. It does that very Conjuring-esque thing of having something in the background, you're looking at the foreground, and then you see something move, or you just see an object in the background where you're like, is that something or is it not? And it kind of creates that sense of paranoia. And sometimes when you're looking, you'll see it and then it will move and you're like, oh yeah, that's definitely something. It's got that element all over it, but it handles it in such a refreshing and exciting way. Despite only being 90 minutes, the pacing is quite methodical and purposeful, and that's to the film's benefit because it doesn't feel like it's going at a breakneck pace, despite the film only being 90 minutes long. The reason for that is the director really takes his time to let these scenes evolve. You know, the first act, for example, the first act could be a masterful short film in its own right. All that he builds towards within that scene complements every aspect. Like, it slowly builds towards uncovering what's really going on here. You know, you have it in your head what you think is about to, you know, happen in this situation, and it slowly builds to show you what's about to happen in the situation. You think you know who's involved in this situation. It slowly and gradually builds to a reveal of who's involved in this situation and what's really going on and what they look like. And you see it all from the perspective of the character, the lead character, and her experience within this moment. And like I said at the top of this review, this is a wildly unpredictable film, because when it got into the first act, you kind of had an idea of, okay, I'm guessing, you know, it's an alien invasion movie. First act, we're probably going to see some aliens land. You get that. But as soon as you get to that point, and especially when the first act ends, I was kind of sat there thinking, I don't know where else this is going to go now. And that was very exciting and very engaging. And I always love it when I'm watching a horror film that can take me down that path. That path where I don't know where I'm being taken. It's like I've got a blindfold on and I'm just being walked down a path with someone holding my hand and I'm just trusting them to guide me somewhere. And that's what this film felt like. It's the same type of feeling, not to the same level, and I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not comparing these films in a literal sense, but when I think of films like Hereditary and how impactful that first experience was, it was partially because I had no clue where the film was gonna go after that major event in the first act of Hereditary. And it's a similar thing with this, you know, it got after the first act and I was like, don't know where we're going here, but I'm interested to find out. You've got me locked in. And I really like that about this film. The sound design is excellent when it comes to both the creatures and the UFOs, and the same can be said for most of the visual effects in the film as well. I'm assuming the budget's pretty low, so with all things considered, the visual effects are pretty good. No One Will Save You reminds me of many films while still feeling very unique in its own right. Signs, War of the World, Annihilation, and A Quiet Place crossed my mind whilst watching this. For example, with Signs, the alien design and the nature of them somewhat hiding in plain sight and being obscure during the first act, that reminded me of how it was done in Signs. Also, in terms of the UFO kind of like crop signs that were in Signs, there's an element of that with the location in this film where you kind of get a trace of where the aliens have been, and that reminded me of Signs as well. But like Signs, for example, Signs is a very impactful film, I think, for my generation especially. So my generation, Signs, when that came out and we were young kids and we watched that movie, that has one of the most generationally iconic, if that's even a term, jump scares. It's one of the best jump scares of that generation. And that is when they're at the party in Signs and they're watching the footage on the news, and you're looking at this little lane with the two trees or the bushes alongside it, the hedges, and you're looking at it, and then all of a sudden you see an alien emerge from it and walk across the screen in a brief moment. And that was terrifying when you were a kid, and it's still a really well done jump scare even by today's standards and viewing it as an adult. And that type of claustrophobia and fascination but fear of the unknown is what this film plays on really well. There's a scene in the film Nope, Jordan Peele's Nope, where Daniel Kaluuya is in the barn and he sees like an alien's head pop out in the distance. He's startled by it, and as he's trying to react to that, you see another head pop out and another one, and it's suddenly like a oh shit type of moment, like what's going on here. And it's a very suspenseful scene. Now in that movie, spoiler alert for Nope, in that movie that scene results in it being, you know, a reveal that it was just kids wearing alien masks. This film feels like that scene, except it's not kids wearing masks. So the way that the director tracks the action and what's going on and these aliens and how they're infiltrating this home and terrorizing our lead character, it very much feels like how Jordan Peele staged that one moment in Nope, except for these are actual aliens. One thing I love about the alien design in this film is it does change. There are different types of them. They all look very similar, but there's subtle differences to different versions of them. And how the different versions of these aliens are revealed, it's always like a show-stopping moment every time there a new one appears on screen. It's always a moment that kind of really is a very bold scene and a very bold reveal, and makes you kind of sit back and think, oh shit, this has just gone up a level. And I love that aspect about this film. But one of them, there's like a bigger alien, like a spider looking type. That one reminded me of the creature from A Quiet Place, and that's why A Quiet Place kind of came to mind. Also because this film is quite quiet, there's not that much dialogue as well, so that's also why A Quiet Place came into my mind. But all of these references that I'm listing from other films, they're not, I don't mean it in a negative way, I mean it in a positive way, because I'm not taking anything away from this film and its own originality when I mention these influences. These are just films that I feel like it references in terms of what it does. Not even directly, I don't even know if it was intentional references, but I mean it as a compliment when I say that these are the films I thought of whilst I was watching this film. As I said before, the menacing nature of the UFOs and the overall vibe of the film as well just reminded me of Spielberg's War of the Worlds. And then the most interesting comparison I can make with this film is Alex Garland's Annihilation. If you've seen that film, me mentioning that right now will probably get your mind going, the gears in your mind going, thinking, okay, what about Annihilation is similar to this? And the way I'll describe it without saying any spoilers is This film at times reaches this very ethereal, it's very hard to describe actually, but it reaches a place, especially within the third act and especially within the final 10 minutes, where it gets a bit out there and a bit crazy in a good way. And that element of it reminded me of how I felt getting towards the end of Annihilation. And I loved the climax of Annihilation. I remember when Annihilation ended, I was jaw dropped, looking at the credits roll with my mouth agape, just in awe of what I'd witnessed. And this film does a similar thing where it just takes it. And this plays into the fact of what I said about this film just not being that predictable at all. I didn't know where this film was going to go. So by the time you get to the final act and that stuff starts happening, it's like 15 minutes into this film, I had no idea we were going to get to this point by the end of it. And I thought for a science fiction horror film, especially one centered around aliens, which like I said, is quite rare these days, this film just takes a huge swing and it hits a home run. It hits a home run without a doubt. The ending also reminded me, now don't take this in a literal sense because I know that some people might hear me say this and freak out. The ending reminded me of 2001 A Space Odyssey as well. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not even going to elaborate on that. I'm just going to say that like that. I'm not going to elaborate on it, but it just reminded me of 2001 in some ways. I don't know if you're going to pick up on that when you watch it. You might not. But for me personally, my mind did think of 2001. It's a shame this film didn't get a theatrical release because it would have been a crowd pleaser. There's so many extended sequences that just draw out the tension and don't give you a release for a very, very long time. It's such a shame that this didn't get released in cinema so you could watch it with a crowd, because it without a doubt would have been a crowd pleaser. No One Will Save You is The Barbarian of 2023, a horror film that seemingly came out of nowhere that is a wild and unpredictable ride. Whenever you think you have a grasp on what it is, it throws another unexpected element at you to elevate the experience. If you saw Barbarian, which came out last year, that was a pleasant surprise, that film. Terrific experience. That's a film that I will still recommend now. If you haven't seen Barbarian, watch it. Don't read up about it. Don't, you know, watch the trailer. Don't read the synopsis. Just watch it. Go in as blind as possible and you'll have a thrill time. And the same applies here to No One Will Save You. So that's my review of No One Will Save You. It's a terrific alien invasion film that's very suspenseful, masterful direction, brilliant cinematography, great creature design, a lot of other elements that are fantastic. It's a film that's definitely worth watching, especially as we approach Halloween. It's on Disney Plus. If you've got Disney Plus, it's a must-see. If you haven't got Disney Plus, I'd say it's worth signing up for the month or doing a trial or whatever just so you can watch it. I think it's a fantastic film, one of my favorites of the year without a doubt. And I think it's a film that will last. I think it's a film like Barbarian that is just landed out of nowhere now, made an impact. And I think this is a film that people will talk about for years to come. Thoroughly enjoyed my time with it. That's my review. Thank you for listening to this review. If you listen to the whole thing or parts of it, it's all appreciated in equal measure. Make sure if you enjoyed this video to follow this podcast on your respective platforms so you don't miss any future episodes. Notify your friends about this episode as well. It'll help me out a lot. Thank you very much. Speak to you guys in the next episode.